the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the collect today prays to the protector of all that trust in thee, acknowledging that without God, nothing is strong, nothing is holy. And this is not merely poetic language. This is a sober confession. The confession is that we are not righteous on our own. We are not strong in ourselves. We are not holy by our own virtue. What the collect here is telling us today is that all strength, all holiness, all goodness begins and ends with Him, God. I want, when we go home, to look at the Old Testament that is appointed for today. It's from Lamentations. Lamentations, as we know, was written by Jeremiah. And that understanding of all strength, all holiness, is reflected in today's Old Testament reading from Lamentations. The setting is one of desolation. Jerusalem has fallen. Yes, the people suffer the consequences of sin and judgment. And yet, even in that desolation, even in that sorrow, the prophet Jeremiah lifts his eyes and speaks to the people who were suffering hope. He was giving them hope. What did Jeremiah say? Jeremiah says in Lamentations, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not." Jeremiah goes on to say, "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." The mercy of God, my brothers and sisters, is not occasional or conditional. No. The mercy of God is constant. The mercy of God is faithful. The mercy of God is renewed every day. So even in affliction, He does not cast off forever. And the prophet says, again in Lamentations, "Though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercies." So, God, our God, Almighty God, does not delight in punishment. He grieves over the suffering of His people. He allows suffering for a season. But the heart of God is to heal. Heal. His mercy is always greater than His judgment. And this deep truth, my friends, prepares us to hear St. Paul in the epistle for today. What does St. Paul say here? St. Paul speaks to the Romans not only of God's mercy, but he speaks of God's hope. What is the hope that St. Paul is giving in today's lesson to the Romans? He speaks, he reminds us that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Yes, we are groaning. Yes, we are suffering. Yes, life gets unbearable at times. Yes, the creation itself groans. Look at what is happening in the creation today. Sometimes we look back and we say, oh, I wish the good old days could come back. Look at how our young people are addicted to social media, technology. Yes, it is causing many young people to suffer. Yes, in this day and age, the creation groans. But this groaning is not despair, it is longing. It is the waiting of the children of God for the fullness of our redemption. We are saved, St. Paul says, in hope. And that hope is not empty because the Spirit of God bears witness within us that we are His. And so we come to the gospel for today, where our Lord Jesus Christ turns His attention not to the mercy that we receive, but to the mercy we must extend. What does He say in the gospel for today? It says, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. This is no small command, my brothers and sisters. To be merciful is a high calling. To be merciful, it is a high calling to reflect the mercy of God in our dealings with others. That is what it's all about. Reflect the mercy of God in all our dealings with others. But Jesus makes it very clear. The measure we use will be measured back to us. Jesus says, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. This is not a softening of truth, my brothers and sisters. It is a sharpening of responsibility. We have a responsibility. We who have received mercy must not be slow to show mercy. Jesus warns against the hypocrisy of seeing a speck in another's eye while ignoring the beam that is in our own. We are not to be blind guides. We are not to be self-appointed judges. The one who sees clearly is the one who sees his or her own need for grace first. Yes. So, how do we live this out as we reflect upon the lessons for today? The lessons for this, the fourth Sunday after Trinity. How do we live it out? We begin where the collect begins. The collect today says, we are to trust in God, we are to acknowledge our weakness, and we are to seek His strength. We remember with Jeremiah that His mercies are new every morning. New every morning is thy love, our waking and uprising proof. Through sleep and darkness safely brought, restored to life and power and thought. We endure with Paul the present groaning with hope, waiting for the redemption He has promised. And we obey with humility the command of Jesus Christ to extend to others, all others, the same mercy we ourselves have received. If I should ask everybody in here, have we received mercy? I'm sure everybody in here would say, yes, we have received mercy. It is not easy to live the Christian life, my brothers and sisters, but it is the way of the cross here. It is the way of the kingdom, and it is the way by which our hearts are made holy, not through harsh judgment, but through faithful mercy. Mercy. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. May God grant us grace to receive his mercy daily and to live it out in love. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.